decide how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. Easy to do, too. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Friday brand, a great weekend. You got baseball playoffs in the offing. You got the National Football League. You got NHL preseason winding down. It's going to be a great sports weekend. And I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to it. A guy that has been on baby watch for lo these many weeks is joining us now. Rico Aller joining us from Carson Insulation. You've been on baby watch for the last couple of weeks. What's going on?
Well, I'm still on baby watch. No baby yet. She was due on the 24th, and this is the 27th, and my wife is with her now over in Sonora, nearby the hospital where she's going to go, but no baby yet. So I'm driving over there to get my little granddaughter, Luna, to take her to her play. She's in Peter Pan.
And oh, my God.
She's a star. She's a star, little girl.
Wow. Showbiz at an early age. I just love it.
Oh, my goodness. She is, I'm telling you, Kevin, I know I'm a doting grandfather, but I'm telling you what, she's the cutest thing you ever saw in your entire life.
You know what? You know what, though? I love it when you have to make life choices like this. You know, and you've got the choice, be it my granddaughter's play or hang out with Tom Steyer, the billionaire People's Republic of California guy who's running for president at the Reno Parts Distribution Center, 6565 Echo in Reno, coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Are you sure you're not going to slip out and go see Tom Steyer?
Oh, you know, I'm going to miss that. Oh. And I'm so disappointed. I just wish I could be there. But you know what? I'm not good about it. I'm not going to sort my socks.
You had a couple of other, you had one or two other things you'd rather do than go see Tom Steyer. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, for those of you that want to hold Tom Steyer's feet to the fire on climate change or anything else for that matter, it's today, Reno Parts Distribution Center, 6565 Echo Avenue in Reno. Tom Steyer, billionaire, running for president, trying to buy the presidency. All the TV ads. I mean, I love it.
How much has he spent? It's like $12 million already, like that.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, he's not going to go anywhere. And so finally, my predictions are finally coming true with Joe Biden. He's going down the tubes now, finally. Gosh, I can't believe it's taken this long.
Well, now let's get into that, because I'm not sure how much of this you've seen, but I just read this morning the complaint, the whistleblower complaint, and I got to tell you, there's nothing there. There's nothing criminal there.
There's nothing there.
Except what Joe Biden's done.
Yeah, and I think I wonder what the real motivation is for the Dems in doing this. And I'm wondering if it isn't a way to harm Joe Biden more than it is to going after the president.
Rico, I nailed it the other day on this very radio program. It's a twofer. It's a twofer.
Yeah.
Two
right.
for the price of one. They eliminate Joe Biden, and maybe they get to impeach the president. So they get rid of Trump, which is their number one initiative, and a guy that none of these people on the left want as president, Joe Biden. They get rid of Joe Biden.
Yeah. And,
it's the ultimate twofer.
Isn't this the most amazing? It's such amazing, the history of this, watching an impeachment began, however you look at it. But I remember when it was Bill Clinton being impeached, and it was on everybody's top of their list. Everybody, everywhere you went, everyone you talked to, tip of the tongue for everyone. And today, people just say, just more Democrat bull. it isn't having the impact that they expected it would have. Like, Pelosi must be very disappointed in how this has turned out.
Well, and she's already declared that the focus of the impeachment investigation is going to be what's going on right now in the House Intelligence Committee, which is Ukraine, and that's going to be their focus. Now, I don't know what does Jerry Nadler stand down? Does the House Oversight Committee stand down and let Adam Schiff do all the heavy lifting? By the way, you were active in politics for about 8 years in the People's Republic of California. Did your path ever cross Adam Schiff?
Oh yeah, I dealt with him a lot. He's a freaking idiot. Always was an idiot, and he's a bigger idiot now than he was then. I actually got stuck on a plane with him one time, flying to D.C. Yeah, he is a leftist from the word go, and beyond the majority of people that I dealt with. You know, some of those guys and gals that you talk to, if you talk to them privately, they would express sensible notions, and they would say, "Well, I know this is really not the right thing to do, but that's what my people want me to do." But Adam Schiff's a true believer. I mean, he's a real socialist, and there's no. While I think he's a tremendous liar, that's pretty obvious to everyone who's watching. I think he really does believe that he's doing the right thing. And that's how crazy he is.
But you know what? It's almost like the boy that cried wolf, every time he comes out of those closed hearings and says, "I can't tell you what we talked about, but I'm going to tell you, we've got solid evidence of X, Y, and Z," and then. When it's time to put up or shut up, they can't prove it.
Yeah,
they can't prove it.
I'll tell you something. The nomoker that Rush Limbaugh's put on him, a pencil neck. That's not new with Rush Limbaugh. That's been going on for years, because I remember Adam when we were in office together, and he does have a tiny, tiny little neck, a big old head on a tiny little neck. And everybody made fun of him, 25 years ago.
Isn't that amazing?
And
in fact, he may have known Adam Schiff back in the days when he was prowling the streets of Sacramento, Rush was there.
I don't think Schiff was there in time for that. I think Schiff came a little later, but he's a true believer. I mean, he really is a socialist. And in private conversation with him, you would learn that very quickly. He even expresses it less vociferously in public than he does in private.
I want to ask you, and again, Rico Aller, our eyes and ears in Northern Nevada, joining us. I want to ask you what you've thought of the hearings yesterday with Joseph McGuire, the letter from the whistleblower, and now the president adding fuel to the fire, saying we ought to treat these people like spies. Who is it that gave this whistleblower all this second and third hand information? Somebody, maybe a spy, gave the whistleblower this information.
Who knows? Are we going to find out? I hope so. I hope we do.
That to me is just amazing. And by the way, and now they're trying to turn his comments into witness tampering. That if you try and provide information to a whistleblower, we'll execute you the way we used to do it with spies.
Yeah. How can a whistleblower be a whistleblower when he himself or she herself has not come forward with actual evidence, when it's all secondhand or thirdhand, you know, we used to call that hearsay evidence.
Well, and by the way, I think we've heard multiple legal experts, Alan Dershowitz and people like that, say this stuff would be inadmissible in a court of law.
Yeah, it's just absurd, and it's just so much more of the same. You talked about the boy who cried wolf. This is the Democrats have been doing this over and over and falling and falling and falling to the point now. I just don't think that the public, those that are you know, on our side, we have our right wingers like me and you. Who have a view, and the left has their own set of people that have their own view. But then there's a bunch of people in the middle, and I just don't think they're listening to this anymore. I think they just think it's nonsense.
You know, there's a thing we talk about in radio. It's called the tune-out factor. Mm-hmm. You know, if you start talking about, for some people anyway, start talking about UFOs, people just tune out. I mean, yeah. they may jam your phone lines talking about UFOs, but by and large, people in the middle, they don't really care about UFOs, and so they'll tune out. You start talking about the Fed, and people's eyes glaze over, and they and they stop listening. I'm going to tell you something. I think after reading all, 8-9 pages, whatever this thing was, of the so-called a document, the letter from the whistleblower, it reads like legalese. It reads like attorneys put this together for the whistleblower, he or she. It looks like an article out of the Washington Post or the New York Times. Unnamed sources. Somebody told me. Somebody in government told me. Somebody in the White House told me. And all of a sudden, you've got all these different things out there, but there's no smoking gun. There's no there.
There's never been a president that has been scrutinized like President Trump. This has never happened. And I assure you that every man alive, every woman alive, has done things that they're ashamed of. They've done something somewhere in their past that's a bad thing, and they can't find anything. I mean, they've been digging at this guy for the last 5 years now, really trying to find something ugly, and they can't do it. He's probably the cleanest president we've ever had, and the whole thing is just amazing to me that they don't, the Democrats don't figure it out and find some other tact.
Well, but they're looking for the next one. I mean, they're looking for the next tag. Now they're talking about Rudy Giuliani and Bill Barr, that somehow they're involved in this thing. In fact, their name comes up in the letter from the whistleblower, and now people want to know, what was their involvement? More coming up with Rico Waller. He's on Baby Watch. It could happen any time now. Another granddaughter. I just absolutely love this stuff. As we continue live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family They deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local now for a Friday, our favorite day of the week. Joining us, Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, who is on Baby Watch. Explain again for folks who may have just joined us what, you know, what this Baby Watch thing we've been talking about the last couple of weeks is all about.
Well, our daughter Katrina, she's our we have five kids. She's our, let's say, second to youngest, is having her second child. She has a little girl named Luna, who's the one that's the little actress, and she's having another baby, but we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. We don't know this one.
Oh,
my
really?
Daughter Rachel, now, my daughter Rachel is having a baby also, and she's due in December, and she's definitely having a boy. We know that one. So we don't know. So I've got six granddaughters and one grandson.
God.
And we're going to have another grandson for sure. So
all I know is Christmas and Thanksgiving must be big in the Rico Aller household.
Isn't it awesome?
Do you have to rent out a community hall or something for Christmas?
I might have to. Well, you know, we did a giant remodel at our house, and I added on 280 square feet to our house. That's all kitchen. The entire addition is kitchen. And we moved the kitchen from where it was. So now we have a big open room. So I could probably seat 25 people there pretty comfortably. And I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving this year when my kids will all be there. Christmas is going to be tough because we have kids in different parts of the country, you know. But Thanksgiving, they're all going to be there.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be absolutely dynamite.
You should come up and join us, Kevin.
I might do this. I'm usually traveling.
I'll do prime rib and
turkey and all the fixings.
It'll be awesome.
Oh, my God. I just love that. I will file that one away. I got to ask you, because I read this entire thing, it's marked unclassified, and it's a letter to Richard Burr and to Adam Schiff, and in the in the second paragraph, it says, the president's personal lawyer, Mr. Rudolph Giuliani, is a central figure in this effort. Attorney General Bill Barr appears to be involved as well. So this whistleblower is making essentially judgment. I mean, he's like judge, jury, and executioner. What do you make of Bill Barr and Rudy Giuliani? Giuliani, the private lawyer for the president. I don't know why it would surprise anybody that he's involved.
Why would they not be? It would be absurd if they were not. That is exactly who he goes to for counsel. On the personal side, it's Rudy Giuliani. And on the official side, it's going to be Bill Barr. That is, I just think it's ludicrous and almost comical if they weren't serious.
What do you think happens? I know that Nancy Pelosi yesterday in a news conference said that, even though there are people that want to move up the timetable and develop the articles of impeachment, not during this 2-week vacation, by the way, that they've got. The House is going to be off for the next 2 weeks after being off for 6 weeks. What do you make of this? And do you think that moving up the timetable and dealing primarily with this Ukraine thing, is that the winning strategy for Nancy Pelosi?
I think Nancy Pelosi has completely lost control of her caucus, is what I think. I'm not there, obviously. But I think she's lost control, and I think that AOC and some of the other, what do they call them, the quartet or whatever they call it, group.
Squad.
The squad. I think they're in control, and she is just trying desperately to keep them on the, I guess we can't use the word reservation anymore. That's probably politically too incorrect. Yeah. But trying to keep them on the reservation, and consequently, they are in de facto running the show. It's not her. She's trying to keep them under control because this is a loser for them. When it comes to the 2020 election, this is a huge, gargantuan loser. And Republicans experienced it with our impeachment of Bill Clinton, who had it coming. I mean, you know, he was a lion sack, and he really did do bad things. But we paid a price for that. And Democrats are not they're evil, but they're not stupid. And well, I guess there's some of them are. AOC is pretty stupid. But for the most part, they're just evil.
I think it's going to be fascinating to watch how Nancy Pelosi maybe tries to walk this back, because she was so far out in front of her skis.
Oh, man, she was. She made the statements that she made regarding what was in the letter or in the transcript were so far off the mark from what was really there that she looks like a real idiot. And it's not going to get prettier. It's going to get worse.
Rico, it's always good to visit with you. I know you're on Baby Watch. Good luck to you and your family and your daughter and your entire family. Thank you so much. We'll do it again. Well, hopefully we'll do it again next Friday because
we
should have a baby to talk about.
I hope we do.
Hey, listen,
thanks, Kevin. You have a great weekend, brother.
You too, my friend. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation, joining us. Stick around. Mark Lauder. He's with the president's reelect campaign. He's the strategic communications director. That means he gets to actually talk to the president. Yeah. That's coming up next. What did he think of what happened yesterday and over the last 24, 48 hours with Nancy Pelosi? We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now. Across the state of Nevada, and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Want to remind you that the folks at Real Water have done it again. I don't know how they continue to upgrade, but they do. They went from Real Water to Real Water Home Delivery Service, and now Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. To learn more, just go to my website. It's all right there. It's all laid out right there. And you can order it, by the way, and get it delivered right to your home. KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. RealWaterRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go. We've been talking a lot today about what happened yesterday. What happened yesterday was Joseph McGuire, the acting DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, all of the secrets from the CIA, from the NSA, from all these different security, you know, national intelligence agencies, they all fall under the heading of the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. And yesterday, for instance, we had the acting director of National Intelligence, and it was another, you know, it was awful. No, it really honestly was. A more than interested party in all of this is the Trump reelect campaign. Mark Lauder is the strategic communications director for the Trump 2020 reelect. And I had a chance to visit with him earlier and asked for his reaction to this circus that went on yesterday.
No, absolutely. It's much to do about nothing. I mean, this so-called complaint is more like a gossip column, because if you read it, every sentence starts with, I have no personal knowledge of, I'm not a witness of, other people who know something, I overheard, and someone who knows something or might have known something told me this. I mean, there's not a single firsthand account in this so-called complaint and allegation. It's like the dossier. It's verified by public media. I mean, it's really just kind of laughable. And when you get to the bottom of it and you look at the actual transcript, there was no quid pro quo. There was no threatening of or pressure applied to Ukraine with the military aid as being on the line. In fact, the president didn't even mention anything about Ukrainian corruption or Joe Biden until the president of Ukraine mentioned Rudy Giuliani first. You can tell they put the cart before the horse. They were talking about impeachment and going down that path before they even read the transcript and anything was out in public.
Hey, Mark, am I missing something, or did this read more like a Washington Post, New York Times news story, uncorroborated sources, unnamed sources? This does not read like a legal document. It reads like a New York Times article.
No, it really does. I mean, right now, the liberal media and Democrats have so much egg on their face, we should be sending them Trump toast. I mean, this is laughable, and that they're going to base the impeachment off of this. And Kevin, I'll tell you, you know, I know now they're all talking about a cover-up. Well, this is the worst game of hide-and-seek ever if you actually declassify and release everything you were accused of covering up.
I want to ask you, though, because Nancy Pelosi yesterday said that they're essentially moving up, or at least there have been reports that she is moving up the timetable for developing articles of impeachment. What do you know about that? And impeachment is a whole new ball game. It requires, you know, hundreds of new lawyers. Do you know, is the White House equipped for this?
Absolutely. The White House is equipped for this. And I'll also tell you, because we've got the campaign in place and we've been in place, that just helps the president with this, because we're designed every day. We have, you know, hundreds of people here in this office and by the messages of the White House. Attack, research the opponent. So whether it's the 20 people in that socialist clown car that they call a Democrat field, or the squad, or supporting the president on the USMCA, this team is built to do that every single day. And you can better be sure that we're going to be there doing everything we can while our friends and colleagues over on the official side deal with things, you know, with Congress and in the White House.
Mark, what about Rudy Giuliani? His name has come up in the complaint, in the letter. And a lot of people are saying, oh, Rudy's going to be in trouble. Rudy's going to be in trouble. Rudy says he'll be celebrated when this thing's all over. What is your read on Rudy's involvement in this thing with Ukraine? And is he in any kind of legal jeopardy?
Well, as far as I know, let me be very clear. As far as I know, Rudy is acting in his capacity as the president's personal attorney. But let's also remember that Rudy Giuliani built his career investigating government corruption and putting a stop to it. So who better to go uncover what is going on? And we've got to have a really serious and honest conversation. You know, this is... The Ukrainian corruption goes back years and years and years. It's also been documented in – there was an article by Politico in January of 2017. The reporter now works for the New York Times that highlighted the Ukrainian efforts to meddle in our election – in 2016, to work against the Trump campaign and to benefit Hillary Clinton. There was even a DNC operative that was having meetings with the Ukrainian embassy leading up to the 2016 election. So the president is absolutely right to call out the 2016 election meddling to make sure they put a stop to it. And as it relates to Joe Biden, we need to remember the activities that are at the center of the Joe Biden part of this, which is separate from the Ukrainian meddling, is that the sitting vice president of the United States and his family might have been profiting. I mean, Hunter Biden had no experience in the Ukraine, no experience in the energy industry, no experience in corporate governance, and yet he's being paid $50,000 a month to work for a Ukrainian company that was under investigation and in the midst of his father negotiating with Ukraine as vice president. These are official actions by the vice president of the United States. And the American people have a right to know if all of that was above board.
Well, and I'm waiting for Elizabeth Warren. I'm waiting for Beto, any of these 20 Democratic presidential wannabes. I'm waiting for any of them to bring this up on the campaign trail. I can't find anybody. Have you heard of any of these candidates that are challenging Joe Biden on his participation in all of this?
You hear a little bit of it, but not very seriously. And I think that's just because they see Joe Biden imploding in front of their eyes without this. So I'm sure they're probably calculating that he is falling in the polls. You know, there's actually polls out this week to show he's no longer the leader in their primary field. He's not leading in Iowa anymore. He's not leading in New Hampshire anymore. He's not even leading in the national polls. So they see Joe Biden kind of falling off just because he's a bad candidate, and they're probably taking a pass. But I'll tell you, we got when you hear the Democrats say that, you know, this Joe Biden thing is seeking political dirt, A, he was the sitting vice president when this happened, and are they actually suggesting that a federal office holder cannot have questionable dealings in a foreign country, and if they're a candidate, then it never gets to be investigated? Because that's a dangerous precedent because a federal candidate would never leave office and do whatever they want if they didn't think that their international deeds might be scrutinized.
What is your – I've only got 90 seconds. What is your crystal ball telling you today? Does the House end up developing articles of impeachment? And if so, then what happens then?
Well, nothing surprises me. I mean, if it's a day that ends in Y, the Democrats want to impeach this president. They've been trying to do it for 2.5 years. Everything they've tried has fallen flat on its face, whether it's collusion and Russia and obstruction and trying to drive us into a recession. 2 weeks ago, they were trying to impeach Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Yep. Okay, so there you have it. Mark Lauder, who is one of the smartest political strategists really in the country, and he is now the communications director, the strategic communications director for the 2020 reelect, Mark Lauder. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our wall-to-wall free-for-all, you know how that works. You call in, you talk about what it is that matters to you. It may not matter to me, and that's okay. In our final half hour, we talk about what it is you want to talk about. We'll do that. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. It's easy to do. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to SamPetersForCongress.com. That's SamPeters4Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. It is Friday. Great to have you with us as we continue on till 12 noon. Let's go to your phone call. Let's go to, where are we going, to Mike? Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, hello?
Mike, are you there?
You got Frank.
Frank, that's good enough. What's going on, man?
I just, people are basically missing the point of the Demon Rat Party and what they've, the only thing they've been doing is brainwashing, conditioning that President Trump bad, Demon Rat's good. Other than that, for the past 3 years, Kevin, what has the Demon Rat Party been doing other than trying to do Goebbels lie, smear, defame, what, throw as much mud at this man's administration as they can, that he's bad, they're good. Look at the numbers, Kevin, on the TV. How many networks do they have as opposed to how many we have?
Let me ask you, though. Will the American people be smart enough to see what you see?
I fear what Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer, gave us, the Department of Education, they're counting on a dumb down. They've got their 47% voting base. They want the in the middle candidates is what they're fighting for, and they're going with old Goebbels tactics. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. That's Frank. Thanks, man. Frank makes sense. Here's the fear I have. I have the fear that at some point the electorate is either going to figure this out and call out the Democrats and essentially say, you promised us in 2018, if you'd give us control of the House, that we'd fix things. We'd make things better. And instead, all we get, and by the way, they said, no, we're not for impeachment. No. And they've done exactly the opposite of what they promised. They made campaign promises, and now they've broken them. But will the American people be smart enough to figure that out? Let's go to JD. JD, you're up, man. Go right ahead.
Hey, good to hear Frank's take. Kevin, I don't know if you go back this far, but I'm an old dog, and I remember Nixon's campaign in 68 with the PR campaign that he did with his ads. If you remember, Haldeman was his number one guy, and Haldeman was a big shot in J. Walter Thompson, the biggest ad firm in the country. And I'm not a fan of Steyer's, first of all, but these ads, I can state, are the best political ads I have ever seen. You got a guy in a blue shirt with blue jeans, talking folksy, with a bale of hay, outdoors, this around here, everything in a nice low-key voice. Everything is very, very pleasing to the eye, and it's not bashing anybody. Now, I don't know how well this man debates. I don't know how, because I've never seen him in a question and answer period with any reporter. The key to him, I think, is going to be in the next debate. I believe he's on it and how he performs. But he has been around for years, and from what I have read, he is placing ads all around the country in every little nickel and dime publication and TV. None of the Democratic people running for the office, for the nomination, I have not seen any one of those at an ad nationally. Maybe in Iowa, maybe in New Hampshire. But this guy has created a base. Prior to this, he was in the UNLV many times and around the country organizing young people to register to vote. So he may have a base of supporters. And what he says and does in the next debate, which I fear if he catches on, because he's as wrong as everybody else and as left as everybody else, his views on climate change are horrendous, because any one of these people in the Democratic running for the nomination are going to be able to get enough ballots to get the nomination, sir.
It's going to be interesting to see if, first of all, can Tom Steyer, will they let him into the club? And I don't think they will. The last thing they want is another billionaire, even their own billionaire. One of the problems that they have is from day one, they have hated Trump, not so much for his policies. Yeah, his policies suck, according to them. But more than that, he's a billionaire. And they absolutely reject that. They don't want billionaires, even George Soros. I don't think they want billionaires to run for president.
I don't know if they could control him. I don't know if they could do what you're saying they might want to do. I don't think any of them themselves, even Perez and the DNC, I don't think they have enough oomph to stop this man. He can do the same kind of campaign and the same kind of debates as Trump did. I'm not a politician. All of you people up here haven't signed a paycheck. You don't know what you're talking about money-wise and so forth. He can destroy every one of those candidates.
It's It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Tom Steyer, I think, though, once he gets to the debate stage, I think he will have a quantum leap. Now, whether he will be at the expense of Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren or Bernie or somebody else.
Biden is toast.
You think so?
First of all, I thought that 3 months ago. Forget all the scandal. The man does not have the stamina. He does not have the intellect. It's been shown that he doesn't know what state he's in or what place he's in. This is going to wear him down. He cannot stay on the campaign trail for 14 months. They're going to carry this guy off on a stretcher at some point if he did get the nomination.
How can you be playing the age card, for crying out loud, J.D.?
He would only be 9 years older than Ronald Reagan when he took the presidency. Yeah. And you remember how they said Ronald Reagan was going to die in office.
Yep. Good point. J.D., always good to hear from you. Thanks, man. There you go. I have read the whistleblower complaint. And it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know. It's about 9 pages, maybe 10 pages. I urge you to read it. Take the weekend. It'll take you all of about 15 minutes. I mean, it's very easy to read. It's not in total legalese. But I urge you to read this whistleblower report. All of America should be reading the whistleblower report. And I'm going to tell you what you're going to find. A, there's nothing there. I'm going to tell you something else. You're going to see what the Democrat strategy is. Nancy Pelosi already has said the focus of the impeachment inquiry that she announced the other day, which really is nothing new. There's nothing new to that. It's still all these committee chairmen doing stuff. The difference is they're going to do it now focused on the Ukraine until they find that there is no there. They're going to be the last ones to this party. And I hate to say it, but they're going to be the last ones to the party to figure out that this Ukraine thing is like the Russian collusion deal, the obstruction of justice deal, the Billy Bush tapes deal, all of this stuff that they've tried to derail them on over the years. And the fact is, there's no there. That is the problem. And they're going to find this out, but they're going to be the last ones to the party. And by then, it may be too late for the Democrats. They have no policy to run on. And the only thing they can run on is Trump. Impeach. Unfortunately, that's all they've got. But the problem is, it's going to be too late. And God only knows, none of the 2020 presidential wannabes on the Democrat side are willing to go after Joe Biden on this whole Ukraine thing. Wait till Lindsey Graham gets a hold of this and drags the vice president in front of a Senate committee. Senate judiciary, maybe. That might be a good place to start. That's going to do it for today. Coming up on Monday, is Rudy Giuliani really in serious legal jeopardy? We'll talk about that. Till we join you, then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.